the dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hit it big jump
of bananas.
He was a young and he was carrying the next day's pasty pooch for everyone in that cold scarred city where children play without despair in backyard slag piles, and folks manage to eat each day about 30,000 pounds of banana. Yes, just about 30,000 pounds. Dream it again, John.
Of banana.
Passed a sign that he should have seen, saying shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about the warm breath woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2 mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortening miles that ran down to the depot. Just a few more miles to go, then he'd go home and have her ease his long cramped day away, and the smell of 30,000 pounds
of bananas.
Yes, the smell of 30,000 pounds of bananas. Up speed as the city spread its twinkling lights below him, but it paid no heed as a shivering thought of the night's delights went through him. His foot nursed the brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound. He said, "Christ, it was funny how he had named the only man who could save him now." He was trapped in hillside, riding on his fear hunchback, was everywhere one of those yellow green. I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of bananas. His head, not to mention an arm or two, before he stopped. And he smeared for 400 yards along a hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds of bananas. You know, the man who told me about it on the bus says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He shrugged his shoulders, he shook his head, and he said, and this is exactly what he said, "Boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of banana. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed bananas." banana 30 times.